Hello, and welcome to Witchy Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Danae Sweet, and this is episode 80. Holy hell, 80. That's a lot of episodes. Wow, I hadn't realized this was 80 until I went to save the audio for this. Wow. Anyway, so 80 episodes we have been together, and I want to say thank you for everybody who's listening, everybody who just started listening, everybody who was listening from the beginning. I appreciate you guys so freaking much. I don't know how to express into words how thankful I am for you. I feel like you all are a part of my life, and you are why I never feel completely alone. And those of you that have had depression and anxiety, I know you can relate to this. Like, sometimes no matter how many people are physically around you, you still feel alone. And I don't, because I know every Tuesday I get to, like, to me it's like a virtual conversation with a bunch of friends. And on my worst days, I still do the podcast. I think I've only missed it like once, and that was due to some emergency stuff. And anyway, COVID, yay. But for the most part, even during the worst parts of the last couple years, I still was able to get on and record and talk to you guys. So thank you for that. I really, really appreciate it. Today, I am on muscle relaxers again. So my neck was messed up last week. I can't remember if I told you guys I went to the ER or not. But anyway, an ER visit, a couple visits to an acupuncturist that also does massage and chiropractic. I got a lot of relief from my neck issue. So that's like almost healed. And then yesterday, the other side of my neck is acting up, and I had some like weird stuff going on with, I've got the nerve is pinched again, but it's affecting different stuff. Like, sometimes it feels like I have both hands on an electric fence. It's really freaking weird. So I don't know. I wanted to talk about some other stuff, but I think first we're going to talk about how emotional and energetic issues can manifest in your physical body. And I'm a prime example right now. So I have a lot that I feel in my personal life. I have a lot to say, and not being heard is frustrating. I have a lot of needs and wants and issues and things like that. And even though I can, how do I want to word this? Even though I can say them out loud, I have no control over, or my words have no influence over what is going on. So I have some things going on that I cannot control, no matter how hard I try or wish. You know, we all have those things. We all have those things that are in our lives, a situation that no matter how you feel about it, no matter what your wants or needs are, it's just a situation you have no influence over. So I have that going on in my life, and I did not realize that I was as frustrated and shut down, I guess, by this situation. So when I first got my neck, when my neck first started causing me issues, I did do a body scan. I checked in with myself. I asked myself what the physical pain is trying to tell me. What emotion is connected with the pain? And the thing I got the most from myself, from my higher self, was that it was frustration. Frustrating not to be heard. And that is what I feel like I'm going through right now. I've got something going on, and I can scream it to the mountaintops if I wanted to, and it's not going to matter, because what I want or what I need is not going to be kind of, I don't know how to explain it, put into account into the decisions and the situation that I'm in. So I now have the other side of my neck all hurt. It's pretty swollen. I'm probably going to have to go back to the acupuncturist. I really don't want to be spending that much money, but this thing is driving me nuts, and she did heal the other side. So I'm trying to do my best to work through my emotional issues and try to resolve them. So I've been doing Reiki on myself, a lot of journaling, a lot of like truth work with myself, trying to understand where my frustration is coming from. Because this is a throat chakra area. This is my neck. And yes, it's my neck, not my, you know, front of my throat, but the throat chakra goes all the way around. So imagine like a little, like a ball of beautiful, like to me, it's a crisp, sparkling blue light that is in the center. So take like your Adam's apple and like go backwards into the middle of your neck. And imagine there's like a ball of light starting there, and then it kind of just shines outward, you know, in front, behind, and on the sides of your body. So these injuries that I am dealing with are throat chakra related. And when you think about that, you think about not being able to speak your truth, not being heard when you speak, having fear connected to any kind of a declaration of your needs, your wants, your truths. You know, I don't feel like I'm being heard. I mean, I'm definitely like being heard literally with someone's ears, but no matter what I say, it's not going to affect our situation. So, pretty frustrated and working through those things. I have a control issue. I know I do. I would love to have control over all of the things, and I don't. And you know, my brain knows that. I know that that's not possible. You can't have control over everything. I mean, that's just life. But I'm having issues with it. So I'm guessing that's what it is. I do have a session booked with Shelly. She is one of our podcast sponsors of Lavender Potions. I do have an appointment set up with her to do a reading, check in, because I don't always trust myself. We have bias because of our own egos and our human minds. So I do have a session booked so that she can see if she sees something different that I'm not catching, because I definitely want to address this because it's annoying. I want to be able to do shit and I can't, because holy crap, your neck is like a kind of an important thing to have if you want to do things like walking around or cleaning or cooking or doing laundry. Yesterday I was packing all the orders for the Citrine tier quarterly gifts, and I could pack like 5 of them in a row, and then I had to rest because, you know, my neck couldn't handle it. And I was trying like standing up and doing it, sitting down and doing it, and I just cannot get things done in a timely manner, and it's super frustrating, which is another thing. I'm sure this is a you need to slow down type message from spirit, but ain't nobody got time for that. I got stuff to do. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about, I guess, is being aware of our emotional state, being aware of your energetic and emotional health when it comes to linking that with physical pain. So I have been slacking. I have been not taking my own advice. So normally, this is my routine. I get up in the, like, I wake up in the morning and I will, you know, do my bubbling. So I will bubble up, you know, ask my guides to protect me throughout the day, you know, keep everybody else's emotions theirs and mine, because I am an empath and that affects me. So I bubble up every morning and I will do a body scan. A body scan is imperative if you are an empath. And then I meditate, and I've been kind of discombobulated lately. And I have been not doing as many meditations as I should. I have not been doing my body scan like I should. And what do I mean by body scan? So a body scan is basically you checking in with your physical body and linking it to any emotions that you feel when you recognize the pain. So I'm gonna kind of go over briefly how this works. So if you have ever watched any sci-fi movies where they kind of like scan the body with like a laser or a beam or something, that's kind of how I visualize it. So I will be laying in bed. You can do this sitting, standing, whatever. So while I'm laying in bed, I imagine like this beam starting at my crown chakra, and it just goes downwards. So it's going to go from like my crown chakra and like cover, you know, each little part of my face and kind of work its way down my body. And as this beam kind of makes its way around my body, I try to note any pain, any discomfort, anything physical that's not normal or something that for some reason I feel like I need to be aware of. And then say my neck pain. So say I'm doing this body scan and I get to my neck and I have pain. So I think to myself, ooh, ouch, I have pain in my neck. And then I write down or note, like in my head, if I can remember it, I will just note what is the emotion that I first think of when I think of the pain. So, and this is something you don't think about very often. Like, don't try to put much into this as far as thought. You want your intuition to lead this. So think neck pain, boom. What's the emotion? Frustration or whatever that is for you. So say you're going down and you have a little bit of pain in your knee or something, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I have pain in my knee. What is the emotion connected to it? Fear. And then you write that down or note it in your, you know, if you can remember it. So anyway, this is so important because as an empath, you can take on other people's emotions and other people's pain physically. So it's nice to know what your baseline is. Okay, today I'm waking up with a little bit of knee pain, a little bit of neck pain. I'm frustrated and fearful today. I'm going to write that down because now I know my body and my energetic body, my emotional body, what the baseline is. So then I can go about my day, and if I come into contact with somebody and I'm feeling frustrated or fearful, I'm like, okay, well, I woke up that way, so I'm not taking their crap on, that's mine. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So anyway, I haven't been doing that because I don't know why. I have been just generally disorganized. I don't know if it's depression. I haven't been able to take my depression pills because of my muscle relaxers. If I take them together, it really messes my brain up. So from the beginning or onset of the neck pain, I think I'm definitely feeling not having those, my medication, I need that. But as far as beforehand, I know this started before, like just generally not wanting to do the things that I normally do, like not wanting to do my damn laundry or wash my hair. And I know those are signs of depression, and I was on my meds, so I don't know why that was happening before, but I do recognize that as signs of my depression poking its ugly head out. I do have a therapy session today, so I'm going to talk about this with my therapist and see, kind of get a non-biased view of what's going on. He's funny. His name's Bob, and he finds all my metaphysical stuff a little wackadoo, but he does humor me, and he knows it's important to me, so he listens and acknowledges that this is all important to me. So I do appreciate him being able to be that for me, to be someone who understands the importance of my metaphysical and spiritual practice. So I tell him, you know, what's happening, and I think that frustration is causing my neck pain. He may think, what the hell is she saying? But he will take it seriously and ask me the important questions that I need, that I'm not asking myself. So I'm kind of looking forward to talking to him today. I had to reschedule my therapy appointment last week because I ended up in the ER because of my neck. So that's what's going on with me. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that I am fallible. I am human. I have things that a lot of people have. A lot of people have depression and anxiety, and I missed the signs of my depression coming back. I did. I see that it, you know, before my neck was happening, I see the signs now, but I didn't while I was, you know, actually experiencing them in the beginning. And I want you guys to know that that's okay. Like, I felt bad and kind of pissed off at myself for not recognizing them and not expressing concern to my doctor and to my therapist about it. But it is what it is. So now I'm going to deal with it and figure out how to move forward. And I'm sure he has some wonderful homework for me. He knows that I love, like, tasks. I'm very task-oriented when it comes to my mental health. So if he says, you need to do X, Y, and Z, I will do it. Because, I don't know, it feels good to have, to me, that feels like control. I know it's not, but it feels like it to me. It feels like if I do X, Y, Z, then I can have a good outcome with my mental health. So I follow through. And I want you guys to know that therapy is, I never thought I would enjoy therapy because I've tried it before in my past, like when I was younger, maybe in my 20s, and I hated it. And I think it was just the therapist. I didn't have a therapist that resonated with me, and I just dropped it and never went back to it. And now that I have one that, and I really do like him. I was really upset that I had been given a male therapist, but I was like, yeah, I'll just roll with it. And I actually really appreciate his view and his flavor of empathy, if that makes any sense. So anyway, that's what's going on in my life. I have a mess up neck. I haven't been doing the things I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm trying to get back on track. So for me, that's journaling, using my bullet journal, my planner. I had stopped using my planners and my bullet journal. And I can see now when I look back at my journals, when it started to creep in, depression and slow my life down. And it does. Depression slows my shit down. It really hinders a lot of things. It hinders the production of my products for my shop because I cannot get motivated to do it. It makes me procrastinate. It makes me want to sleep all day. I have sleeping problems, so I can't sleep all day. So it makes me want to, but then I can't. So that pisses me off. So I miss the signs. And I wanted this episode to be me telling you, I'm sorry if I have let you down in the last, like, month. I'm sorry if I have not been as present as I want to be for you. If I am late answering an email, I am sorry. And depression is not an excuse. It's not. And I feel bad that certain things I have let get slow, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm trying to get my shit all fixed, get my ducks in a row, and handle my shit. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I went and made a bunch of stuff today for the shop. I did some tidying up. I'm doing my laundry. I meet with my therapist online today. And I'm answering emails that I need to reply to. And I want to be super clear. The reason I'm sharing this shit show part of my life with you is not for sympathy. And I do appreciate everyone's empathy when you do contact me and, you know, show your support. I appreciate that. I don't even know how to express how much I appreciate that. But this is not for sympathy. This is to show you what real life is like. I listen to a lot of podcasters who, you know, if you think about them as just how they present themselves on their podcast, their freaking life seems amazing. Like, no ups or no downs, just ups. no shitty things happening. Like, it's a fairy tale. And I know that's not true for anyone. None of us have a fairy tale life. It would be cool if we did, but we don't. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, when I started doing this podcast, I wanted to make sure that I was being very real. And I think it's time for me to, you know, remind myself of that. I've been pushing through and doing the interviews and the episodes like I need to, but I needed to have this one be a honest look at what's going on in my mundane life, because none of us are, I would love to say that we are all witchy all the time, and that, you know, our witch life is just witch, our life is just witch life, but it's not. We are humans and we have mundane shit to do. We have laundry, we have to clean, we have to tidy up, we have to answer emails and do the things in our business that are required of us, and I've been so slow, and as it's happening, I know it. I'm looking at my email going, I should answer this person, and I don't have the energy to do it, so I don't, and I put it off, and I am so sorry for doing that, and it makes me feel like I'm letting people down, and I know that's not it. I know that it's, you know, it is what it is. Depression sucks balls, and it pops its head up no matter if you're on medication and going to therapy or not. It's going to rear its ugly, untimely head from time to time, no matter how much or how good you think you have a handle on it, it's gonna happen. And I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to share this, is because, yes, I'm on medication for my depression and anxiety. I am seeing a therapist, and because I'm doing those things doesn't mean that I'm okay 100% of the time, because I'm not. I've had a lot of shitty things happen. I was thinking about that today while I was up with my horses, and I just was reflecting on all of the shit that has happened this year, you know, with COVID, and I had to close my Etsy shop for a long time because of COVID. I couldn't get my supplies. I still am having a hard time getting some of my wholesale supplies to make things. It's been a weird year. My daughter and her crap that she did, I don't think I had fully processed that. I think I used anger as my comfort blanket. And I think for some reason in the last like 2.5 weeks, that's sunk in, that I'm not as mad as I am hurt and disappointed. And, you know, it makes me doubt my ability as a mom, makes me doubt how I raised her, or was I a terrible mom? I mean, that's got to be a question that's in my head. It's got to be asked. And, you know, for her to accuse me of the things that she did and leave in the way she did, it really hurt me. And I just am now figuring out how much it did hurt. I saw her this weekend. She needed her registration for her car, so we met, and she just doesn't have anything to say to me other than weird little things that she says just to assert her independence from me, and her, I don't even know how to explain it. She just has to make sure that I know that I have nothing to do with her life unless she allows it. And I know that, but I don't need her saying that or pointing it out all the time. That's very hurtful for me. And I think I've just been using anger. I have. Like, my husband will ask me, like, Brad's like, how are you feeling about this whole deal with Maddie? You okay? You want to see her? Do you not want to see her? And for the last, you know, since she left, I would answer and say, you know what? She's going to do what she wants to do. She's an adult now. It's whatever. And I would use that anger to fuel that Band-Aid that I was putting over my hurt. And now I'm hurt because I can't tell her how I feel because she doesn't care. And it really isn't her problem. I have to figure out how to deal with what she did on my own. That's not her work. That's mine. And that's part of my throat chakra issues, I'm pretty sure, is knowing that nothing I say is going to make her feel better. Nothing I say will make her understand what she did, and that hurts a lot. Whew. So, basically this is me being an emotional mess for an episode. And I'm rambling, but I wanted this not to be rehearsed. I wanted to just get on and get all this out and to let you guys know what's going on. I will be fine. You know, I have a lot of great things going on, and my gratitude practice is something I have clung to. I have a gratitude journal, and I make sure, even on my worst days, I write down at least three things. I shoot for five, but I at least write three things down that I am grateful for, that is awesome in my life. Even if that's like, you wake up and say, I'm breathing, Brad's breathing, and the people I love are still breathing. Sometimes that's it. That's all I can think of, is that, you know, at least all the people that I love woke up this morning. And sometimes I have a lot easier time with it. But if anybody else is struggling with depression, I highly recommend doing a gratitude journal. I have a cheap ass, you know, 50-cent notebook that I got from the dollar store. I have a lot of those, and I go through a lot of them. But I use that. I put that at my desk so that I can sit down, and if I don't feel like journaling like the real stuff, then I at least do my gratitude list, and that usually keeps me, it reminds me of the logic of what I'm going through. My therapist likes to tell me to reframe my negative thoughts, reframe my doomsday stuff, you know, in my head, and gratitude helps me do that. So I definitely recommend it. And then things happen. Like today, I was on Facebook, of course, like scrolling through while I was having my lunch, and I saw the video of the big explosion in Beirut, and that's like, it reminds me that my life is not bad. Like, I can't imagine what the people over there are going through, not knowing if your loved ones have made it or not. It was a huge explosion. I went to my healing altar immediately and lit a candle for everybody in Beirut, and, you know, tried to send as much love and support I could to everybody going through what they're going through. So it definitely put things in perspective for me today. I can't imagine going through something like that, something so devastating and major, that just, it broke my heart to watch that explosion. So if you are listening, whether it's the day of the podcast, you know, that when it comes out today, Tuesday, or if you listen to this later, send some energy, send something to serve their highest good over there, some love, some peace and healing. Because they're going to need it. It looks awful. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about something a lot less sad. I wanted to thank everybody in the WW Coven. We have been doing classes, and I am just so proud of everybody that you guys participate. You ask awesome questions, and it's really cool to see everybody work together and have different ideas and still get along, and it's just been awesome. So I want to say thank you to everybody out there that is in our coven and is present in that group. I really, really appreciate you all. I know this is a place that I can go to and ask for support. I know that I'm not going to be judged, and I don't feel like I'm going to be judged in our Witchy Woman Friends group either. I love all of you. But I just wanted to say thank you for sure to the Coven members for listening to me babble about subjects that I'm passionate about and for participating. This week, this Sunday, we did the first installment of the psychic development class, and I think it went really well. We did definitions of everything, and then we're working on clairvoyance first. So I gave them a couple different exercises to do, and I'm going to check in with them tomorrow and see how they're doing. And then we'll move on and just do each clair as we go and develop it. And we're going to be doing some readings with each other, and then I will be having them reach out to other people within the within the Witchy Woman Friends group to do some readings in that group as well. So I'll be posting all that stuff. And the reading part of this probably won't be till week 3, and this is just week 1, but I kind of wanted to let everybody know what that class is looking like and how it will evolve. So that's what I have going on there. We have an amazing, I'm not going to say anything about it specifically, but Shelly Leggett of Lavender Potions, she's one of our sponsors. She has something very special that she is working on, and so we will have her on the podcast in the next week or so, and she'll be talking about it to you guys and sharing what she has in the works. I think you guys are going to be just so freaking excited. I am excited for her. What else we got? Oh, so we have Brandy Burrow. She's another one of our sponsors, and I know she has a lot going on her Facebook page for her business. She's been doing like a climate astrology climate type videos, so you can go on there and when like a new zodiac there. A new sign. So when we move into a new zodiac sign, she's doing like a forecast for that, and then she's been doing kind of updates. So please go over to her page, the Brandy Burrow psychic medium and astrologer page, and that's always in the show notes. But go to her page and check out her live videos, because a lot of people are asking me, you know, astrological stuff, and I'm by far not an expert in that stuff, but she is. So you can go to her and ask her about anything astrological, and she can give you a way better answer than I can. And then Rena Dwelly of Holistic Healing Therapeutics has her new key of the universe. One of those is coming out or came out, and it is amazing. Please check her out as well. I love all three of these ladies. They are such important people to me, and it is such a beautiful experience to work with them and see all of their stuff that is evolving and happening within their businesses. And it's cool that a lot of this stuff is happening all at the same time. It's like they all have all these new projects that are developing and going on, and I think it's really cool. I wanted to let you guys know that we're going to be doing the 30-day gratitude work from Melissa Caprio. She was from a couple episodes back there, and we're going to be doing that in our Witchy Woman Friends group. I don't know if I'm going to be able to lead that, but I do have somebody that I'm going to work with and see if they can help lead that group. So I will post all of that information once I get for sure how we're going to do it, because you have to go to Melissa's website and order her workbook. It's like $29 and totally worth it. It is beautiful work. We're going to do that all together. But I will post that in the group when I get for sure details. And I wanted to, on the podcast, put out some feelers. So I want to do episodes on particular, like, individual witchy traditions. We were talking about cultural appropriation in one of the groups, and it came up, and I really would like to dive further into that. So the question kind of popped up, like, is it cultural appropriation for somebody like me? I am just a European white mutt, basically. My origins come from Bavaria and Germany and the UK. Is it okay for someone like me to go on, like, let's just say Etsy and get some hoodoo product and use it? Is that okay? And I would like to talk to people that is their tradition. So if that is your cultural tradition, if that is something that your ancestry is connected to, I want to hear from you. And if you're open to it, come on the podcast and talk about your feelings. And this is, so I would, anyone. So Stregas, anybody connected to hoodoo or voodoo that's connected to your ancestry, if anyone is Native American and would like to talk about their feelings about us using the word smudging, and I try not to use that at all anymore. I use smoke clearing because I do believe, you know, smudging is not what we, you know, the average me, like the average white European mutt like me, smudging is not something that I should be saying or calling it. It is smoke clearing. Smudging is a ceremony. So, and that's not my culture. So, anyway, I'm babbling. But I would love to have you on the show. I would love to talk to you about how you feel about someone like me using, let's just say, somebody used the example of hot foot powder. Stuff like that. Is that okay? And how do you navigate cultural appropriation in our little community? Because I do use the phrase "you do you, boo" so often. I kind of pick and choose from what from different traditions what resonates with me. But sometimes I feel, and I do get that like question in my head, should I be using that? And I really, really want to talk to somebody who can speak from experience, speak directly from that culture, and tell everybody, tell the people on this podcast that's listening how you feel about it and how we can honor each other's traditions and still be able to do what resonates with us, if that makes any sense. So if you have a tradition that's connected to your ancestry, please email me witchywomanpodcast@gmail.com and let's talk about an episode that you can come on and share your thoughts with us, please. In other news, the stuff from Wish came in. So if I can get some time and get Brad wrangled into this, we are going to do a video trying out our crazy wish shit that we got. So that should be interesting. And then I am going to start doing my vlog and adding some other stuff to YouTube. I'm trying to commit myself back to doing that. I don't know why I'm so scared of video, but I am. It's part of me feels like if I'm on video, then everybody's going to see what I look like and not like me or something. I don't know, but I feel super insecure when I think about the videos, but we're going to do them. Okay. I'm just going to suck it up and we're going to do them. So definitely look out for those. If I can get Brad, to sit down for just a little bit, he's been like all over the place. If I can get him to sit down, we will do the video, for Brad and Danae do stupid shit. And then I'm going to do a video. So I decided I'm going to start for 7 days. I am going to get up in the morning and put on some makeup and wear something other than dirty sweatpants, even if I'm going to stay home. So my mom always said that if you want to feel good about yourself, if you want to add a little confidence into your day, that you should put on makeup and dress appropriately. And growing up, I always thought that that was just something vain, like she's very vain. But I always kind of scoffed at it and thought, that's stupid. That's just for vain people. I'm not vain, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I totally sometimes am vain. I'm going to admit that right away. I'm a Gemini. But I am going to do 7 days of makeup, 7 days of getting up, putting on some makeup, 7 days of my hair looking okay, and me wearing real clothes, like real pants. And I'm going to video it. I'm going to kind of do a vlog about it and see how I feel about it at the end. Because I think that it could be totally a self-care thing, putting on makeup. And for me, makeup is like a magic. It's magic for me. Like when I put on makeup, I will put sigils underneath my skin, like with my primer, and then put my foundation over it. I use my makeup time as my magical time. So I'm hoping that after 7 days, I can see the value in it and it'll be something positive. But I'm gonna video my experience and share that with you. I just decided this morning that something I want to try. It can't hurt anything. So stay tuned for that video. So it'll be 7 days starting tomorrow. So from like Wednesday to Wednesday is what I'm going to video. Well, I have sat down long enough and my neck is starting to get super stiff again. So I'm going to call it a day. I am really sorry that this is not a super informational or professional sounding episode, but it was just, I needed to get this shit out. I needed to like be accountable to you, and it just feels good. I know this is like my podcast groups. I'm in a bunch of podcast groups, and we talk about how we do our production and how we plan our episodes. And if any one of those people in my podcast groups heard this episode, they would boo me and shame me, I'm assuming, because this was basically word puke coming out of my mouth. But for me, this is therapeutic. This is how this talkative Gemini gets through shit. And I needed to do this. And I thank you all. If you've listened this far, thank you so much for actually listening to my babbling this long. I appreciate you. I appreciate you more than I could ever express. And I am still trying to figure out how I can give back to you guys. I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, how can I give back to my listeners to show my appreciation? And I haven't figured that out yet. So if you have any ideas, let me know. because I want to do something. I just don't know what. Tinkerbell. My cat just tried to open up. Like, I have my window kind of cracked. And she just got in the window and is pushing with her legs, trying to open up the window farther. She's been known to pop a screen out of a window and escape. So, hey, no, we don't want to deal with that today. So anyway, that's what's going on in my life. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so sorry this is not informative. I promise next week we will get back to our regularly scheduled education and informative interviews and things like that. But today I just needed to get this shit off my chest, and thank you for being here for me and with me. Okay, that's all I got. So I guess until next time, stay witchy. Bye-bye.